Hallelujah. Praise God. I want you to turn to Psalm, the book, book of Psalm, chapter 34, verse 8. Amen. And just be there. Amen. I want to talk to you today about the goodness of God. Amen. And there's so much to say that I know that this next 45 minutes is just not enough time to talk about the goodness of God. Amen. But we understand, right, that there are moments in life when circumstances try to convince us that God has forgotten us. How many can say, Lord, where are you? You know, you think that he's forgotten you. And trouble comes. Right? Trial comes. Some of us are going through some tribulation, some testing even, right? And you may even think that, Lord, my prayers, for some reason, they're being delayed. I don't know what's going on. I'm not seeing the answer to my prayer. A lot of times, doors close on you. But even in those moments, church, there's one truth that never changes. And that is that God is still good. God is still good. And his goodness is not based on our circumstances. His goodness is part of his divine nature. You see, in Psalm 34:8, David didn't say here that the Lord is good. He said, taste, oh, taste and see. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Mm-hmm. And it goes on to say, blessed is the man who trusts in him. Who trusts in who? In God. In God. So you can hear about God's goodness from others, but when you yourself, when you experience him, when you experience the goodness of God for yourself, you know without a shadow of doubt that God is good. Amen? How many have experienced the goodness of God?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Every
single day. Because the Lord is good to all of us.
Amen.
Listen, he makes his sun to shine and rain to fall on the just as well as the unjust. Okay? We're going to dissect that in a little bit, right? His goodness is always before all of us. God takes pleasure in all of us. We just need to be still long enough to consider it and know that God, that he, our Lord, is good because he's God. And because he's God, he is good.
Amen.
Amen.
But we have to taste first, and then we will see the goodness of God. Amen.
Amen.
And let me start by saying that God's goodness is seen in his creation. We can begin there, right? Let's go to Psalm 145, verse 9. Let's read into scripture here. Psalm 145, 9 says, the Lord is good to all. It doesn't say some. It says, the Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. Amen? So everywhere we look, right, we can see evidence of God's goodness. Listen, the sun rises every morning. The rain waters the earth. The air that we breathe fills our lungs. God didn't have to do it, but he did it because he is good. Even when people don't acknowledge him, and we've heard people, I got family members that really do not acknowledge the Lord, he still blesses them.
Amen.
Because God is good. God came for the world, right?
Yes.
He didn't just come for some. He came for the world. And it is the goodness of God. This is what the word says, which I was like, wow, I never seen this scripture like this before. But it says that the goodness of God is what leads people to repentance. Let's go there. Let's go to the book of Romans 2:4. Because I was a little taken back. I said, I never considered this. I've never heard this verse before. You know how you read a verse, you could read it 5-6 different times, but yet that one time that you read it, that's like an aha moment or a light bulb goes on, right? This is one of them for me, okay? For me. So Romans 2:4, that's why I want to go there. I'm getting there. It says, or do you despise the riches of his goodness, forbearance, and long-suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leads you to repentance? And then I started thinking about me. I said, how did I come to repentance? How did I get saved? And I said, I heard a message on the goodness of God. Amen. And I accepted the Lord.
Yeah.
And the Word of God says that the gospel, the good news of the Lord, right, is the power of God unto salvation. In other words, the gospel is the key to the revival of the church and our society. If society was just believe the gospel, things would be so much different. And those who come to God because of his goodness, like I did, will see God as the source of their success and continue to serve God in the good and the bad times. And we can think about many, many Christians, right? We've seen the bad, the good, and the ugly. Right? I can attest to that. I've seen it. I've lived it. Amen? But the word of God is saying here that the goodness of God, right? It's seen by people. And when you begin to realize that God is your source of everything, of your talents, of your success, of your prosperity, there's nothing like it. You're going to continue to serve God in the good and in the bad times. Listen, the world, especially religion, has used negative reasons to motivate us, haven't they? There's bad influencers out there. But the gospel, the good news of the Word of God, uses the positive reason of God's great love to draw us unto God. Doesn't it? I mean, we all heard the gospel. This is why we're here today. We are saved, right?
Yes.
We were restored. We have relationship now with God the Father because of what the Lord Jesus did at the cross.
Yes.
We received healing at the cross when we got saved. We were delivered. Because now we walk in the Spirit of the Lord. And in his Spirit, there is freedom.
Amen.
So you were delivered.
Amen.
So his great love is what draws us unto God. And what we believers, if we're not there, we got to renew our minds to line up with God's thinking. Amen. This is why the Word of God says, think on the heavenly things, not on the worldly things. Because when you take your focus off the goodness of God, your perception and your perspective of who God is in your life is going to change.
Yes.
But when you keep your mind focus and thinking about the goodness of God and how good God is and what He's done for you.
Amen.
And the things that He still is going to do for you and things that He's still doing today for you, you have no other choice but to continue to line up and align yourself to God.
Yeah.
Amen. Look at what the Gospel of Matthew says in chapter 5, verse 45. Let's turn there. We're talking about seeing God, right? In creation, in man. And you know, when you look outside, when you look at the sky, when you look at the clouds, God's creation is there. That's the goodness of God. Amen?
Amen.
Matthew, I'm getting there. Matthew 5:45. It says, that you may be sons of your Father in heaven, for He makes His sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and on the unjust. Did you see that?
Yes.
God is no respecter of person. That means that God's goodness reaches people who don't even thank Him.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Are you hearing what this is what this verse is saying? That God is good on evil and good people. Even when they can't even when they don't have a heartful or grateful heart. And if God is that good to strangers, imagine how good He is to His children, to us, to His beloved. And this is just an example of how we should do good to everyone, right?
Mm-hmm.
If God is good to the not so good people, right? And the good people, why can't we be good to everyone? Listen, we're living under a new covenant. We're living under the covenant of grace. Where we have a God that is merciful to our unrighteousness. He no longer imputes people's sins unto them. That was the old law. We are serving in a new covenant, a covenant of love, of grace, of mercy.
Amen.
Amen. Listen, you know, it doesn't mean that people today don't deserve God's wrath and punishment. Listen, they're just, you know, people got to face the Lord eventually, right? But we are believers. We are covered. Amen?
Amen.
We are covered because God is a gracious God. Not because we are lovely, but because He is love. For God so loved the world. Amen? And those who accept Him as Lord and Savior, who accept His Son as Lord and Savior, we are saved. We are saved from that wrath of God. That's not for us. Amen? Thank goodness for that, because we serve a God of love.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So God's goodness is seen in His creation, in man. Amen? It's also seen in His grace. Right?
Amen. Yes.
Let's go to the book of Ephesians 2:8, chapter 2, verse 8. We are talking about the goodness of God, church. And we're just going to... This is just a tip of His goodness. Amen? But Ephesians 2:8 says, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourself, it is the gift of God." It's a gift.
Amen.
Listen, the greatest proof of God's goodness is Jesus Christ. It's the gift that He gave us.
Amen.
That is the greatest proof of God's goodness, is Jesus Christ. We were sinners. We were lost. Amen. We were separated from God. But because God is good, He made a way for us to be saved. Amen.
Amen.
Aren't you glad that you are saved? Aren't you glad that somebody shared with you the good news of the gospel?
Yes. Yep.
Amen.
We are saved. We were lost and God found us. God called us. God chose us.
Yes.
We were separated from God the Father. And now we fully restored. That relationship has been fully restored. Because of the price that His Son paid on the cross, we can now have relationship, intimate relationship with God. Because God is good. He made a way for us. The Word of God says that the Lord Jesus, He is the way. He is the truth. He is the life. We have life now because of the Lord.
Amen.
We have a guidance through the Holy Spirit because of the Lord.
Amen.
We have a way of escape because of the Lord. We taught on that the other day. God always has made a way of escape for us.
Amen. Yes.
God didn't wait for us to become good enough. No, His goodness came looking for us.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
So this, you look at what this verse is stating. This verse is stating that the basis of our salvation is grace.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
That is God's undeserved favor toward us, provided. Right? That undeserved favor for us provided redemption through our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He saved us through faith. Right? We believe. Right? We didn't see the Lord Jesus. We just heard the Lord being preached to us.
Amen.
But by faith, we received Him. Because we believe in the gospel. We believe that there were witnesses there that saw, that walked with the Lord Jesus, that did ministry with Him, that saw His suffering, saw when He was crucified, and saw when He appeared to them in His resurrected body.
Yes. Amen.
So through faith, we accepted God's free gift. We accepted His free gift, His goodness of salvation. Because this is what it represents, salvation, His free gift, it represents His goodness toward us.
Yes.
That was provided by grace. So we are saved by grace through faith. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And you know, I've explained that in the past. If you recall, right, the word saved means much more than just forgiveness of sins. It includes healing, it includes prosperity, it includes deliverance in every area of your life.
Amen.
So in this particular verse, right, the Greek word that was translated saved is the perfect tense. And this means that something was done and completed in the past, yet continues to have present results. Amen?
Amen.
So
Amen.
What the Lord did on the cross over 2,000 years ago continues to give us the results of the cross today. And that is the goodness of God. God's grace has already provided all spiritual blessings in Christ Jesus. I'm not going to go there, but we can read about all of them in Ephesians 1:3, which Brother Mark has spoken on an opening service of just a couple weeks ago, right? We spoke about all the spiritual blessings. This is part of God's goodness. He just didn't give us new life in Him. The old didn't just pass away and the new became new, right? The old became new, but he's provided for us all, not some, all spiritual blessings in Christ Jesus.
Yes.
I mean, that's amazing. I mean, just just, we got to taste and see how good the Lord is.
Amen.
Taste and see that the Lord is good. Amen.
Yes.
So God has seen us, right? You know, we see the goodness of God in His creation. We see it in His grace. And then the Word of God says is that God's goodness follow us through life. Let's go to Amen. Psalm 23:6. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You know, this is definitely a psalm that we can just ponder on, reflect, and meditate on day and night. Right?
Yes.
Because there's so much truth here. There is power in the Word of God. Psalm 23:6 says, Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And listen, let's be real, right? Let's be real, right? This doesn't promise that only goodness and mercy will follow us all the days of our lives. There are going to be certainly some problems, maybe some issues, you know, because we live in a fallen world, right?
Yes.
And there will always be death and loss, right? Destruction comes, you know, the weather's been changing drastically. You got hurricanes, you know, you got tsunamis, you got all that going on. But there will also be goodness and mercy. And it's up to us. It's up to us. It's our choice. It's up to us which one you will focus on and give your attention to.
Right.
You understand?
Right.
So, yes, surely. You know, David says, surely. David didn't say goodness might follow you. He said, surely. It's a done deal. That is a sure thing. That goodness and mercy will follow you. That means that even when we can't see it, God's goodness is working behind the scenes.
Amen.
Amen. We've seen the land, right? A beacon of light in Shirley. We've seen the land. It's going to be 2 years since we purchased it. It's the same, right? We can't see, but we know that God is working behind the scenes.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen.
You have to know that when doors close, His goodness is protecting us. He closed doors for a reason. Remember that the Word of God says that it's only God who opens and shuts doors.
Yeah.
No one else can. So when He shuts a door, His goodness is protecting you.
Amen.
When prayers seem delayed, His goodness is preparing something better for you. Amen. When we walk through the valleys, that means His goodness is walking with us.
Amen. Yes.
Amen. And sometimes we gotta recognize God's goodness.
Yes.
Amen.
And what I'm trying to say is that sometimes, right? Because even I put myself in here. Sometimes we recognize God's goodness only when we look back and realize that could have been worse.
Yes. Yeah.
Right? When you think, look at yourself today. Think about some of the things that's going on today in your life. Or maybe your family's life, your children, grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
And just think, ponder upon that and say, you know what? When I look back, that situation could be worse.
That's right.
And then you got to say, but God.
Amen.
But God in the past stepped in. But God will step in today. But God.
Amen.
Because why? Because we can trust in the goodness of God.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Because that's what we read. When, and I'm going to make reference again. Because in Psalm 34:8, when we say, taste and see that the Lord is good, it says, blessed is the man who trusts in him. Because there is a but God. Because we can trust in the goodness of God.
Yes.
Because the Lord is good.
Yes, we can.
And even the word says, the Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble. But we know that we can trust the Lord. That even in the good, bad, and the ugly, don't matter, God is still good. It doesn't change who God is.
That's
and
right.
God already has made a way of escape. All we got to do is trust Him. Trust Him. Trust His goodness. Amen? And we know, we are believers. We trust the Lord with all our hearts. And God knows that. Because, see, God sees your heart. God's reading your heart. God knows your heart. Hallelujah. Listen,
Lord.
God's judgment is always it's always praise. Amen. Praise God that we're now His friends, right? Listen, He's good. And He's become our friend, right? He calls us friends.
Amen.
Right? Yeah, and I'm not going to go there, but in the Gospel of John, in chapter 15, verse 14, he tells us, you are my friends. And He says, if you do whatever I command you to do, you're my friend, you know? And I'm telling you, we're here today. We're following the Lord. We're disciples.
Amen.
And if He said it to His disciples, and we are His disciples, He's saying it to us today. You are my friends.
Amen.
When you follow whatever I command you to do. And the word continues to say, hey, I no longer call you servants, right?
I call you friends. I call you.
Yep. Mm-hmm. But He calls us His friends.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Why is that? Because He tells His disciples, like He's telling us right now, everything that He's heard from Father God, He's made it known to us. Because God is good.
That's right.
Everything that the Father God has revealed to the Lord, He revealed to His disciples when He was here on earth, and He's revealing it to us today through Scripture, amen, and through our own personal time with Him. God is continually giving us revelation.
Amen.
Because He's your friend.
Mm-hmm.
He considers you your a friend. We are a friend of God. And because God is good, guess what? We can trust Him.
That's right.
We can trust the Lord. We can trust His timing, church. We can trust His timing. We can trust His plan. We can trust His promises. Even when life maybe doesn't make sense to you, we know that God is still good. And when you trust, when you choose, you see, you got to choose, right? It's a choice. When you choose to trust in the goodness of God, peace fills your heart.
Yeah.
And you don't have to be anxious about anything.
That's right.
Like the word says, be anxious for nothing, because when you trust the goodness of God, there is a peace, the perfect peace of God just surpasses all understanding.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I want to make a little illustration. I remember when I was a little girl in Puerto Rico, and I used to love kites, right, and flying kites and stuff like that. I did it here with my granddaughter one day, and sometimes when you're flying a kite, you know, the kite seems to disappear behind the clouds. And even I remember that even when I was looking at the sky, just watching the kite fly, right, the sun would bright so heavy on me that I would have to shut my eyes. And I wouldn't know, right, that the kite was still there. But because of the pull, right, feeling that pull of the kite, I knew that it was still flying. Amen. And sometimes we can't see what God is doing behind the scenes, but we can still feel His pull, His presence, and His goodness. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. You don't see it, but you need to believe that He is working. He is working. He is always working behind the scenes. The Lord never sleeps. He never slumbers. He is working. 24/7, the Lord is working.
Amen.
Amen. So if you look back at your life, church, you'll see moments when God protected you, God provided for you, God healed you, God saved you. And yes, you may have faced some storms like we all have. We've all faced storms, but we're still here. And the reason why you're still standing today is because God has been good to you. God has been good to me. Amen. So I want to remind you, today, that if you really need to experience God's goodness personally, go back to Psalm 34:8 and read it. Ponder upon it, reflect on it, meditate on it, and say, oh, I can taste and see that the Lord is good, and I'm blessed because I trust in Him. Amen?
Yeah.
So today, church, is your opportunity to taste His grace, taste His love, taste His mercies. Because the same God who was good yesterday, He is still good today.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God is good. He's been good. Amen. And God will always, He will always be good to us. Amen.
Amen.
I pray you were blessed with this word.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.